Oh my God.
Hey, dude, you ready? Please, you ready? Let go. Passing out, say they acting out. Here we go again, cashing out. Hey, what's happening now? This is no pretend Wednesday, get it in day. Time to act a fool, get it straight. Go and get your bait. All you have to do, turn it up first. Forget what you heard, them boys put in work. Opinions or durs. Turn it up first, forget what you heard. Them boys put in work, opinions or durs.
You lie. From the East Coast, this is Charles sitting in the think tank on the couch.
I'm sitting in the Bondo booing out, Big and Boo.
Enjoying me some fish that I curated on the stovetops of the Heaviness Grill in my home.
That sounds like you're about to have salmonella. Today. That's what that sounds like.
This is Opinions Over Hors d'oeuvres. What's good, my boy?
Man, everything's good. How you doing on your end, besides catching that salmonella?
Man, I want you to know, like, this fish that I prepared with this rice and string beans is probably the best meal that you will ever eat if you was eating it right now.
What kind of fish is it?
Chill. You ain't trying to dog my fish.
Man. I am going to fry your fish. Chill. I am. The state of your fish lets me know
this if I'm missing out. This is fresh water fish straight out the Alaskan ocean.
Oh, yeah. You tripping now, bro.
This ain't no farm fish. This ain't no fish raised in the pond. This is fish straight out the ocean. The good shit. You feel me?
Myrtle Beach is right there. You ain't got to go all the way to Alaska.
Man, Myrtle Beach mad dirty, too. You'll really get salmonella out there. That's where that mercury fish be at over there in Myrtle Beach. Got to get the freshwater bass where the bears be. Bears be in the water taking the bath and then be jumping and grabbing the bass out of the water. That's what
that sounds very unsanitary, but we're going to let you rock with that.
It's natural, man. It's just natural, bro. How was your weekend, bro?
What did I do this week? It was really chill. I actually stayed home, you know, relaxed. I honestly laid on my couch for 48 hours straight. Didn't take any texts or phone calls, so it's very relaxing.
I feel you sound like you were sick of some shit.
No, not really. I was really, you know, just secluded. I needed some me time since I've been out and about doing everything for like 90 days straight. And then next week, the whole entire show starts back up again.
Got to get to that bag, bro.
Got to get to the bag. How was your weekend?
My weekend was actually pretty eventful, man. I went to the White Water Center with my fam. Enjoyed the hell out of myself, man. Like, dead ass. Enjoyed myself.
Did you feel like you almost was going to die out there? That's my biggest fear about going to a whitewater rafting center.
Definitely not. I had so much fun. And then after you get on the white water, like the little rapids and stuff, it's man-made so you can see the bottom. Like,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
How much is it? Because it's
$59 for a day pass.
Okay.
Not bad at all.
Okay.
I could, my cousin's, whole lot of them fell out the boat, got scanned up and shit, but
yikes.
I ain't came out the boat, but still, I had a blast, man, on the little off.
Oh, you didn't almost die, but your cousin did. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, she came out the boat like four times, but.
Oh, hell no. That's what the information that I need.
Now but that's when you had the most fun. Like, that's
when you fall out?
Yeah, when you fall out the boat, that's the most fun.
First and foremost, I can't swim. So anytime like if a drop of water get in my face, on, bro. That don't mean shit to me. Motherfuckers had life jackets on the Titanic, and guess what? They still missing.
Well, that's because they froze to death, bro, not because they drowned.
You might got me on that one.
Come on, my guy. Come on. But dead ass, man, that shit was fun as hell, man. I was slack this weekend as well. I didn't know. I had a class.
Damn, I wasn't even slack, but okay. What kind of class?
This weekend. You know, I had a little financial class I was supposed to sit in this weekend, but I was too busy having fun. So I ended up not doing that. But I enjoyed this weekend, man. Sunday, I did a whole bunch of parlaying. Shit I ain't need to be doing, but get a whole bunch of parlaying, but I went to church, so that's a good thing.
That's good. Praise the Lord.
Always. God is good.
All the time.
But yeah, man. So it was actually pretty dope, man. I definitely enjoyed it. Definitely enjoyed it. So what we talking about today, man? Yo, my Cleese corner so ass. Like, nobody's showing me no love on my shit.
Damn. I guess the streets don't really love you like that, man.
Man, the streets ain't never loved me, bro. Like, it's always been hard for a nigga like me.
I feel you, bro.
Well, yeah, my shit's so whack. Like, I did one of them little Instagram things, see if I can get some questions and stuff, too.
I'm gonna go put a question in there so we can ask that shit real quick.
No love. But what we talking about today?
I don't know. What are we talking about? I can't remember.
Hold on. Firstly, did you get any news this week?
Did I get any news?
Yeah, you get any news?
Oh, any news? Yeah, actually, I did.
Hey, winning.
Actually, I don't know. I think that podcast actually was what I needed, because I've been receiving a surplus of news recently, and I think I recanted everything I said last week. There's no better feeling, you know, just chilling at work, you know what I'm saying? It's a long and stressful day, and then bam, you get a news, you're like, oh shit, somebody's thinking about me right now.
Right, there's no better feeling than, like, you scared to open a text message, you know what I mean? You gotta go to the bathroom.
I'm not scared to open this shit.
No, I'm saying, like, it's no better feeling than, like, you get a text message, like, you're so used to get like, certain stuff from certain people, and you scared to open around people that you're, like, you're not used to, so.
See, my fucking problem is, right, I use my personal computer at work to be doing work-related shit, and a lot of times, you know, my director sits right behind me, so a lot of times, like, hey, come check this thing out on my computer, and I open up my laptop, and it's a whole bunch of shit that should be showing at work, and I just got in compromising positions and stuff, so that's one thing I am, like, nervous about having receiving nudes at work. It's just, since you never know when they're going to come in, you never know who's going to see the shit.
Exactly. So you got to, like, tuck your phone real low.
Oh, no. We on the laptop, bro. That shit's a full screen, dog. That shit's popping. Might be connected to a projector or some shit.
Nah, I can't have my shit. I don't even got none of my shit linked to my computers and shit.
Bro, I got everything linked, bro. The whole entire text thread be open and shit.
Man, I feel like niggas be trying to hack my shit. Feel like that's too much easy access to everything. So I don't even got none of that connected. But I know that feeling, man. I'm glad you got a few nudes this week, man. I've been blessed with a few this week.
Yeah, make nudes great again. We get that on the hat.
Make nudes great again. Facts. So it was top tier nudes. Or it was just like it was avocados.
we're not going to talk about it. But let's just go ahead and say it's been a good week.
For sure. Say no more. I must accept it. I'm saying no more. I must accept that. So, I was talking to one of my guys recently, and he stated he wanted us to discuss why does good guys finish last. Mm-hmm. So, first time, actually, do you consider yourself a good guy?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a good guy?
Of course, I consider myself a good guy.
Sounding really shaky with that response. What are you gonna go with?
Of course, I consider myself a good guy. Like, what kind of question is that? Do females consider you a good guy?
Yes, females. Well, I would say a solid 87% of females would consider me a good guy.
For sure.
We're not. There's nobody who's gonna believe that every guy is a good guy. But 87%, solid 87.5.
Okay, for sure. I feel like everybody thinks I'm a good guy, so I'm gonna go. All right,
so fake it till you make it.
so how the conversation started was, so my guy was telling me, he was like, we was having this conversation basically, and he was like, yo, like, why do females always make me revert back to 2009 me? Just for me to get the ass like this. This is basically what he was saying, you know what I'm saying? He was saying, like, 2018, me just ain't working. You know what I mean? 2018, me just ain't working. But I got to revert back to 2009, me, just to get the ass. And I'm sure you can relate. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you was a different nigga in 2009, 2013, or 2012. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I feel like I definitely was. You know what I mean? I was always a good guy. But I feel like I was a different nigga back then as well. You know what I mean? But just trying to basically make that relation as to, does he, like, why do good guys as far as himself in 2018 end up with the shorter end of the stick as opposed to back in 2009 or back in your golden days, per se? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's how the conversation started. You know what I mean? I think I sent you the text message and told you to ask a few people few females that you knew why they felt that way. And I did the same thing. I did the exact same thing. So read off some of the responses that you got. Let's debate it. Let's talk about it. And let's see if we feel the same or if it's just a myth or if good guys are really finishing last out here or is girls just trashington.
All right. So this first response that I got is, quote, "I think that's a strong generalization, a bit too broad to..." Well, let me go ahead and show you what I said. Let me see what I said first, if I can find the shit. You go ahead and read off what you were yours while I'm looking for this, Sean.
Man, I got like 10, bro.
Bro, just go ahead and give me one real quick. Give me one real quick.
All right. One. All right, let me find it. So, one that I got... I'm gonna give the people all 10 of these, but one that I have... The girl said, well, first she asked me a few questions. Then she was like, okay, so no relationship was formed. I still don't like the term nice guys finish last. If that's how a man views himself, he needs to reevaluate the women he deals with. I used to say dudes ain't shit, but no, it's the dudes I was dealing with that were trash. I know I'm a good person, and I refuse to settle for anyone or let anyone take advantage of that. So at whatever point a dude feel he's a nice guy finishing last, he needs to figure out when exactly did he get to this point. When people show you who they are, believe them. Don't let a bunch of trash actions form from a female add it up. Then all of a sudden, the dude feels worthless. Nah, that's what she said.
That sounds like a lot of energy was coming from that one.
I got a lot of energy from a lot of these, actually. You know what I mean? I really got a lot of energy from a lot of these. So here's another one. I was like, so how do you feel about finishing last? And she said, honestly, they go after the wrong girls. Straight up. And I was like, that's interesting. Why do you say that? And she said, because it's the same for women. We could be the package, full package, and wonder why the niggas we want don't want us. It's because we chasing behind ain't shits. Nice guys swear women don't want them when really they're just chasing the stereotypical pretty bitch who in reality ain't looking for that. We all just got to stay in our own lanes.
Damn.
And I was like, yeah, you do have a point. And she was like, also, just because you're a good guy don't mean you're everybody's type.
Damn.
Which is also true.
Damn, I wish I would have got this response in like goddamn about 5-6 years ago.
I got some good shit here. All right, so here's another one. And this was simple. I was like, hey, how do you feel about why do good guys feel like they finished last ultimately in a relationship or even just being like getting the girl wise? And she was like, same reason good girls finish last to niggas. Well, she said y'all niggas, but she wasn't including me because I'm a good guy. So she said to niggas. So I don't know about that either. But here's another one. She said, usually because ain't shit niggas are more appealing and more exciting. We learn from experience, and being treated badly or less than deserving from niggas, you just start realizing maybe I should just give another time. Shit, I should give another time of, oh, she meant type. So I should just give another type of nigga a chance, which ends up being a good guy. We usually still, he usually still ain't shit. He just grown.
Yikes.
Which
yikes. Is well, I don't know. I kind of sort of disagree with that, bro. Like, you ain't got to go through 30 fucking ain't shit niggas just to figure out which one is the least ain't shit, you know? I understand you got to, there's so many things you got to experience in life, but you can learn a lot of shit from looking from other people. You know,
man.
Ask that girl how many friends she got.
She got a lot.
She got a lot of friends.
She do.
She ain't learned nothing from none of her friends.
She has a lot. All right, here's one. She said, I don't know about that. Maybe they finished last because they're easy targets and they're easy to get taken advantage of. Hmm? You feel like you've ever been taken advantage of?
Have I been taken advantage of? Hell yeah.
Okay. For sure. I don't feel like I've ever been taken advantage of.
Well, that's because you're not a genuine nice guy. I'm a genuine nice guy.
Wow.
That's a nice guy sentiment. You know what I'm saying? Like, you put in a lot of effort for a certain situation.
I feel like that cut deep. You know what I mean? I feel like that cut deep. But I have another one here off Instagram. It's a girl that always, like, she's always, like, very vocal on Instagram, and I decided to ask her as well. She said, well, first she asked me, do I think good guys finish last? I said, personally, I really don't know. Then she said, I don't think nice guys finish last. I think the ugly guys finish last. She said, they're almost interchangeable because the guy is ugly, he has to be nice. Hard to explain. Yeah. And she was like, every guy that tells me he is the nice guy and girls don't do them right, they're always ugly. And she was like, wait a minute, let me not say ugly. They're just unattractive. And she said, not necessarily. And I asked her, do she think what cute guys and ugly and being a nice guy isn't synonymous or whatever? And she was like, not necessarily. I think there are some cute guys who are nice, but I tend to see those kind of relationships work. I think the nice guy or unattractive guy finishes last because they give up on their own self for other people, which is stupid because humans are inherently selfish. So by them being selfless and people in general being selfish, well, you know, people take advantage of that. A lot of people who say they are the nice guy usually are because there is something lacking where they have to make up for it. Whether it be fat, broke, ugly, small dick, it's usually something. I've only met one cute guy who was nice in my entire life. And I forgot to add short in there, too. So that was her take.
God, hold on. Shit. Let me take a second to process that one. She that girl, whoever that is, she definitely experienced some shit, bro.
But what was interesting to me, everybody has different takes. So I got two more. So this girl says, asked the same question. She said, because girls want what they can't have and they like the thrill of the chase. Nice guys are too attainable. And a lot of time we don't want to hurt a nice guy's feelings. It's not bad to be a nice guy, but you're most likely catching the girl when she's not ready to be in a relationship and you're just too nice for her at the moment. Oftentimes we say, I mean, he's the husband material, but I'm not trying to be tied down right now. And you're an afterthought because you were too easy and it's not fun.
Oh, girls, man.
Girls are backwards, honestly. She said, girls are backwards, honestly. because we all upset because the bad boy isn't doing what we want them to do. But it's the thrill, and we want the good guy in our inbox saying good morning, beautiful, constantly.
I could definitely resonate with that, because that pretty much sums up my whole life. I chase the thrill. Sometimes there's a lot of safe bets out there, but you know, just the hunt is a lot more appealing than the easy bite.
That's real. I feel you. The thrill of the chase is definitely something.
Yeah, the thrill
definitely piques interest a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Being able to get shit that you can't have is really real too.
But if you it doesn't mean you can't have it.
If you can't have it, then you technically can't have it. I mean,
for sure.
There's a possibility, you know, so that's different, but if you just honestly can't have it, then it is what it is.
For sure. And this is my last one I got from my home girl right here. She said, I don't feel like good guys finishes last. Just maybe the good guy didn't come at the right time. Speaking from my experience, of course. But say you're dealing with a good guy and you guys are trying to figure things out. Then comes the good guy who you converse with and later realize that it's really a good catch, but sheesh, I'm already dealing with someone who I've grown to like and is working on getting serious with. Yeah, he may not be perfect, but who says the good guy doesn't have flaws that will come later anyways, because we all have imperfections. So even though the guy seems amazing, I would rather see what my initial guy is working with, since we've grown to know each other and feeling each other out.
Ooh, two snaps, sister. Look at you investing in your future. Shining that diamond.
Yeah,
I like that response.
Them the ones I have. Like, what you got?
What specifically did you like? Because I feel like my questions are like kind of sort of differently answered.
What specifically did I ask? My specific question was. I'll tell you exactly what it was. Why do good guys finish last in relationships? Getting the girl wise, ultimately being an afterthought to a female. Why do good guys finish last?
Why didn't you send me that prompt?
I didn't know. I thought you. I don't know.
That's a pretty good prompt. I just copied and pasted that screenshot. Copied and pasted that message and just dropped it inboxes, but I got two responses because I really didn't ask nobody. The first response says, "So this is strictly to make it so I can't speak for every female, but I don't think we want a savage per se. We want someone to actually genuinely connect with. Most guys are immature and don't know what they want. My question is, why do guys have to pretend to be nice for sex? I feel like guys should be open and honest from the beginning instead of putting up a facade to get ass, since that's what they're all about. But it's more of a maturity thing. So I think she's saying that even though guys are nice, they're not mature enough for her. But this girl is actually like extremely, extremely mature. She's like a solid 30, even though she's like 19.
I feel you.
And then this response, let me pull this John up real quick. That's not it. I think it's a strong generalization, a bit too broad to make. Yeah, some girls want a bad boy / savage, but the treatment for them versus a good guy differs, in my opinion. Like, I know a guy is a nigga and wants to fuck, then he's treated accordingly. But if I feel like a guy is nice, I'm not trying to mess anything up by hooking up with him too early. That increases the likelihood of either getting played or just being seen as easy. A general consensus, but also is a case by case, and there can be understand if mutual interest between them or they're agreeing hooking up sooner versus later doesn't change anything. I say all that to say, yeah, it could seem like a girl will play with a nice guy and fuck with savage dudes, but it really depends on the people and the circumstance.
She should have been on the pod last week.
She should have.
She should have been on the pod last week. And yeah. I got one from, I had asked my cousin as well, and she said, because good guys aren't what the good girls, what she said, because good guys never want the good girls until it's too late. She said, they choose the pretty face, big booty with nothing else going for them. They want us until it's too late. This is interesting as well.
I don't know. Yes or no?
What makes it? All right, so this, I'm gonna have to ask this before we dive in or give our own opinions. Do you go after good girls? What the fuck is considered a good
girl? Yeah, first and foremost, what is a good girl? Because honestly, you can't base somebody's opinion, you know what I'm saying, like, without even knowing them, you know. But most
of since you're a good guy, what's a good guy?
You know, about 5'8" and brown skin, like brown eyes. His name may be Dylan, you know. Let me start telling you my Tinder bio. I don't know. I can't really describe what a good guy is. You know, somebody who just has a good spirit and genuine concern about other people and shit. You know, I guess everybody's gonna chase after something until there's something solid, but they're willing to invest in other people and shit like that. I don't know. That's what I'm assuming. What's a good guy to you?
I consider a good guy somebody that people look to like get over on.
Oh, damn.
I consider a good guy somebody that people look as a. I just when I think of a good guy, I look at somebody that like people look like I say looking to get over on, or somebody that people are looking to give them something for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever it is. Like, oh, he looks like a good guy. Like, oh, he looks nice. You know what I'm saying? He looks like a good guy. He gonna give me this shit for free. That's what I see, like, a good guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I will consider that as a good guy. As far as, like, personality traits, somebody that's, like, easygoing, that's, like, calm, that's, like, inquisitive, somebody that asks questions. Somebody that you can definitely try to get over on. Now, if you allow it, that's two different things, but try to get over on. You're making a lot of noise over there.
My bad, man. I'm trying to, like, charge up my goddamn headphones and shit.
But yeah, somebody that you're trying to get like this, you can try to get over on. So how you feel, man? You think good guys finish last?
Well, it depends on by who's defining it. By your definition, definitely. That motherfucker's gonna lose every time.
Every time. Nah, not even though. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm a good guy by that definition.
So you think you get finessed a lot? You get to take advantage of people trying.
I think a lot of people. I think people try to.
Yeah.
I think people generally try to take it. Like, people, I feel like people look at me and think that, oh, I'm a nice guy, which I am, but they could tell I'm a nice guy. So they try like little dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna let this shit slide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's one of those things. Like, sometimes you gotta revert back to like 2010, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just gotta whip dick out while you're driving down the road and put it in your lap and tell her to orchestrate the symphony. You know what I mean? And if she don't, you gotta kick her out of the car. Like, you gotta be real shit. Like, yo, you get out my car, yo. Like, ain't even like that. You know what I mean? But if you like her, though, you gotta pull that stunt when you close to home, so she she only gotta walk like a block home, you know what
rain
I mean?
Or no
you
can rain.
Recover.
You gonna do it in the rain or not?
Yeah, you gotta make a point, so it gotta be in the rain, you know what I mean? But if you like it, like I said, you gotta be like close to home, so you can recover from making a jump walk like a block, you know what I mean? But you can't recover from her having to go pick a ride up, like get a ride, you feel me? Like, she gotta call a ride off the side of the road. You can't recover from that. But if she gotta walk like a block, you can recover from that, yeah.
I totally agree with that. Sometimes you gotta let these motherfuckers know, like, Even though you're reformed and you're trying to be a good person now, like, it's still there. You still got the memories.
Right. Exactly. You know what I mean? You gotta make sure niggas remember, like, or not even remember, you gotta make sure, like, they know, like, hey, I'm not to be tested. Like, yeah. This isn't
I chose this lifestyle. It's not something that, you know, like I have to do.
I was born in the dark.
I was born in the dark. I didn't see this shit till I was a man.
But dead ass though, you know what I mean? I feel like good guys do finish last. But I don't really know. I wish we should have had a female on here as well, because I don't even know what the fuck is a bad guy. You know what? Well, I know what bitches consider bad guys as far as shit taking advantage of them. You know what I mean? So it's in reverse. So taking advantage of, and I've seen that a lot. You know what I mean? I don't feel as if I've ever taken advantage of even anyone, but I've seen that a lot. You know what I mean? And oftentimes I feel as if like I finish last in a lot of situations. Like, I know it's sad. And I know it's sad to admit and say, like, I finish last in a lot of situations.
I gotta cry
myself to sleep every night, some nights.
Some nights. Mm-hmm. My nigga, just a few podcasts ago, you just said you be trying to cry and shit, but it don't be working out.
Them the times, you know what I mean? Like, them be the times. Like, every time I finish last, man, I try to make sure I cry it out.
I feel you, though. I don't think I finished last. I think there's maybe a couple of times in my lifetime, but overall, man, I feel like, all right, man, I see what the fuck is going on over here. Let me take a step over here. You know what I'm saying? So I diverted, you know, coming in last. It ended up finishing first because the man...
The man wouldn't allow you to
finish last. Yeah, the man, you know what I'm saying, it's a covert operation.
It's a covert operation. It'd be like that, though. Like, you definitely gotta, like the other girl said, disguise yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To get the ass.
Yeah. Honestly, that's really and truly is. There might be a lot of niggas out here who really may come off at first like they just want the ass, but they're just trying to see how you playing in the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they may be trying to cuff you on the low, but they don't even... Honestly, you know, this girl might be out here. She might be a savage and shit. And you don't want to be out here looking stupid over that, right?
Right. You know what I mean? You got to live by that Assassin's Creed.
Hell yeah. Bro. Just lurk through the shadows. You know what I'm saying?
Never claim a body that Hell you yeah. did not kill.
Hell yeah.
It got to be like that sometimes, though. Like, you got to live by that Assassin's Creed mentality. Definitely got to live by it. I mean, because niggas will get over on you quick.
Yeah, niggas really would try and jing and finesse you, bro. But only the strong survive.
Definitely, but even like I say, a lot of times, man, I feel like niggas that finish last, though, like they're running the wrong race. Like, definitely,
yeah.
Like, you should definitely not be in this race if you don't have like at least 95% chance of winning this race. But don't run it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I feel like niggas dead ass be running the wrong race. Like, yeah. they definitely. And we talked about leagues, and I don't even believe in leagues, but they definitely just in the wrong race. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like, my nigga, like, you sometimes, you know, like, it's not that this girl is just not out your league, but she's just not the one, bro. In any regard, she's just not the one. So you keep on running behind her and shit, man. You're making yourself, like...
You're tying yourself out, right?
Yeah, man. You're looking real shaky out here, bro. You're looking sometimes real shaky
gotta,
out here.
Sometimes you gotta run, though. Sometimes just gotta...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, like, you guys, listen, you gotta shoot that shot, but you ain't gotta play the whole game.
Practice makes perfect, for real.
Right, if you know, like, this team you're going up against is undefeated, right? And you probably won about 3 or 4 games that season. Just go ahead and get a few shots, so you know what I'm talking about. Just take it home.
And get on out, right?
Just get on out.
Definitely, bro. Like, definitely. Because you, oftentimes, man, niggas be running that race, and it's just like, man, you running with a sprained ankle.
Hell yeah.
That motherfucker got this nigga on a bicycle, this bitch on a bike, you out here running on your feet and shit.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
She making pit stops and shit, fueling up, and you still... Motherfucker making pit stops and shit, though. Man, that shit hurts, man. That shit hurts even talking about, like, that shit just hurts my head. Like, just to be such a good guy, like, to be such a good guy, like... That shit just kills me, you know what I mean? Like, I be buying flowers and shit and just, like, painting, like, the best pictures ever. Like, I be going on dates and shit, and I don't be going nowhere. I might just be wasting money and shit.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
to each his own. I don't think I ever brought flowers.
You gotta buy some flowers and some candy and shit, man.
Man, listen, I might not be that good of a guy then, bro.
Hell yeah,
it's man. Like I ain't like I brought a couple of flowers every, you know, a couple of times in my lifetime. But it, right. it took a perk. It took a point for me to get there though.
Right, man. It'd be like that though. You know what I mean? Like I feel as if I'm like buying flowers every 2 weeks, man. New bitch every week, every 2 weeks, just buying flowers.
You might be running the wrong race, bro. that's what that might mean right there.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But like I said, bitches be trying to get me to take them on dates and shit, and I just can't say no. Like I really just can't say no.
I mean, that's my philosophy is, bro. Like I gotta eat too, so. Shit, I don't mind going out on a little date or something like that. You know, like
what do you consider a date though?
I mean, it depends. Like, if it's I think you have to establish the grounds like beforehand that it's a date. You know what I'm saying? Because we could just link and drink. You know what I'm saying? Go to a bar or some shit like that. We could just be kicking it like niggas. You know what I'm talking about? But but I have to let you know from the jump. Like, yeah, man, I'm gonna pick you up. It's gonna be a nice little date. You know what I'm saying? Like pulling your real shoes. Don't put them a little. $3 Indian shoes and shit.
Like we put on your real shit.
Yeah, put on your real hair. Put on your real wig. You know what I'm talking about?
Pull that Fashion Nova out the cloud.
Yeah. You know, but a date is anything that I say is it. I'm not going to say that. That really sounds really controlling, but a date is anything that's established beforehand that it is a date.
Okay.
What do you consider a date?
Man, I consider anytime I'm spending money that I don't want to spend a date.
My nigga, you going, how many dates you go out alone, bro? You taking yourself all the dates and shit.
Big fat.
Bro, if that was the case, bro, like, god damn, bro, I done been on like 50 first dates this year, dog.
But nah, the dead ass, like, all jokes aside, like, stop being jokey type shit. Bro, I don't know what do I consider a date?
Yeah, because it's such a blurred line, bro. Like, people be getting, like, mixed feelings and shit, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you can go out all out for a joke, right? And then at the end of it, like, the next day, she'll be like, yeah, that really wasn't a date or nothing like that. I'm like, nah, bro, like.
That definitely be me, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I definitely don't haven't or, I probably went on one date in my life.
So
that I consider a date.
Then what is everything else then?
Me getting to eat. Like, bro, I need me at all times, you know what I mean? Like, I get eats, do the shit I wanna do, you know what I mean? So if you choose to tag along with me at the damn bowling alley or at the golf cart place, then that's what you chose to do. But I'm in this joint regardless whether you're here with me or not.
Amen.
I'm in here regardless, you know what I mean?
I mean, you can pull up if you want. I'm out here already.
Facts, yo. Meet me out there, though. Like, I'm going. Like, you trying to tag alone or you trying to stay on? You two options.
Yeah, I feel you, bro.
But my good guy usually taps in, and I let girls convince me to get hotel rooms and buy flowers and 5-star restaurant steak dinners and shrimp and shit. Right? Then I gotta buy a suit and shit to put on.
Nigga, you would be wearing wearing suits and shit to go out. You be wearing like full length, like fucking 3-piece suits to go to the movies and shit.
Man, these bitches be hate when I pull up in my t shirt. Swear they be wanting me to put on clothes. Like, Clee, why you ain't got no clothes on? Yo, Clee, you want to come out here? Like, hell no, nigga. If I got to put on clothes, I ain't going.
I feel you. That's my thing about it, bro. If I can't wear sneakers, bro, it ain't the kind of establishment for me.
And bitches be upset. They be like, yo, I ain't trying to go nowhere with you looking
like that. Hell yeah, bro. Nigga, didn't you wear that shirt 3 days ago?
Big fat. Big fat. And the bitches don't be trying to go with me. Then I got to go to the house. Got to change. Let's spend more money. Then I just be fucked up.
I feel you, bro.
I be that good guy shit though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Finishing last isn't the place like you ever want to be.
Hell nah, bro. But in the grand scheme of life's race, you got to come in first. You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely. You definitely got to run like 5 races at one time just to make sure one of them you finish first.
Hell yeah.
See, that's what you got to do. So if you out here, like, to all my dogs that's good guys like me, I'm going to tell y'all a secret. You know what I mean? Like, being a good guy is, it's like seeing a unicorn. It's like catching a Yeti. Like, dead ass. So,
what the fuck is a Yeti? Guy,
like, you don't know what a Yeti is?
Hell no.
It's like the mysterious, like, giant man that lives in the forest with, like, full of hair. Like,
Bigfoot?
The fucking yeah, Bigfoot. There you go. Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga, the scientific term for Bigfoot is a Yeti.
Yeah, I guess, my nigga. I guess. So, it's like catching a Yeti, you know what I mean? It's like seeing the Loch Ness Monster. You feel what I'm saying? Like, this shit is like, this shit is rare. All
right, so, but go ahead and finish what you were saying, though.
It's just really rare. So, I want all my guys to know, like, when you step down out the bleachers and you get ready to get on the blocks to run your race, make sure you got 5 different representatives running that same race with you that represent you. So that's like Usain Bolt running against himself 5 times, 5 different races, same time. Never allow yourself to not win at least one race.
Amen.
But allow yourself to win all 5. Win all fucking 5. You strive to win 5. But you got to at least win 1.
I feel you on that. I can agree with that.
Got to. Got to. You know what I mean? Like, yep, a motherfucker tried to catch the Yeti one time. He couldn't catch him. You know what I mean? Like, he tried to catch him. He just couldn't. You know what I'm saying? People see the Loch Ness Monster, but ain't no, you ever get a real picture of, like, the picture mad blurry.
I feel you on that, bro. Just live your life and do what you do, bro. All good guys out there, we salute. We come in, we're taking over for the 99s and the 2000s.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And we're going to come, you know what I mean? We might as well end this one here. We might as well make this one too long. We might not make it too long. But we want everybody to know, man, there's still good guys out here. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Before you end, what's your predictions for the NFL season?
NFL season?
Yeah, we're going to do that. Let's take it there real quick.
All right. I think the Cleveland Browns will get 7 wins.
I can agree with that. I believe that.
I think the Carolina Panthers are going to finish over the Falcons this year.
That's a reach.
I think that the Jaguars aren't going to do shit.
I agree with that.
I think that I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the Giants are going to be better than the Cowboys this year.
I definitely can agree with that one.
And I'm going to say Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl. Well, nah. Big Ben just got a percussion protocol. But they got like 3 players hurt. So I'm going to say, I'm going to have to just go ahead and throw the Patriots and I don't know. Maybe the Saints. Yeah, maybe Saints. Carolina in the Super Bowl. One of them two. But somebody, whoever's going to the Super Bowl coming out of what is the NFC South?
Yeah.
NFC South, most definitely. Most definitely.
Well, my prediction is this may be a very polarizing and controversial one, but I believe that the Dallas Cowboys would go 0-16. That's all the time we have for this week. This is your boy Dilly Dill.
This is your boy Charles. And this is episode, you've been listening to Opinions Over Hors D'oeuvres. This is episode number 8. And we're just going to call this one, I don't think we went in deep enough on this one, but we're just going to call this one, Good Guys Finish Last.
Good Guys Finish Last. I can agree with that one.
And we're out.
And we out.
Peace.
Oh, for you, I would have done whatever. And I just can't believe we ain't together. And I wanna play cool while I'm losing you. I'll buy you anything, I'll buy you any ring. You think I'm stupid, bitch, now you really a dog. I don't want none of your love. I could name all the lies you told me. It's crazy, cause I really gave you my trust. Before the fame, you ain't think I would make it. But baby girl, now I'ma show you what's up. And it's a shame, I just had to be patient. I swear you, my mama, I'm about to blow up. You think I'm stupid, bitch, now you really a dog. It's crazy cause I really gave you my trust. Before the fame, you ain't think I would make it. But baby girl, now I'ma show you what's up. And it's a shame, I just had to be patient. I swear on my mother, I'm about to blow up. I'ma make something from nothing. You try to say you was dead, but you wasn't. I would've gave you a kid, we was rushing. Sleeping with niggas, I swear it's disgusting. Bitch, now you broke with the paper you touching. I could be Grammy and fuck with your cousin, but nah, I'ma just focus on me, yeah, that's rapping and shit. Time to get money and laugh at this bitch. And I swear I work hard, I have to practice for this. I'll be the type to assassin a bitch. I remember the time I was clapping and shit. With you arching your back on my matches and shit. And I'ma get money regardless. You a part of the reason I'm all in. Now I tryna throw money at Starlet. And these other little niggas is garbage. You won't think I was fighting my charges. I was stuck in that jail for a year long. I was treating you like you my real John. And you throw no money for Billboard. But I'm still going, still flowing. Run up on me and I'm still blowing. Trust me for the fame, you ain't think I would make it. But baby girl, now I'ma show you what's up. And it's a shame, I just had to be patient. I swear on my mother, I'm about to blow up.